Igniting Souls audio blog with your host, Carrie Oberbrunner. Episode 13, How to Become a Guru and Share Your Solution. This episode is brought to you by Igniting Souls Conference. On November 14th and 15th, join the Igniting Souls tribe as we get major clarity on who we are, why we're here, and where we're going. Make sure to use the code IGNITER, all caps, 100 when you check out at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Save yourself some money. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, guys and gals, it's great to see you here again. Look, when you hear that title, How to Become a Guru and Share Your Solution, I know what some of you are thinking. You're saying, me, a guru? And then all of a sudden, all these self-limiting beliefs come in. Like, I don't know enough. I don't have enough experience. People wouldn't pay me as a guru. Hold on. In this episode, we're going to cover a few important things. Number one, current cultural perceptions of gurus. We're also going to talk about the five types of guru clans. And then how to become a guru and share your solution. So if you're ready, let's go. Look, first, the current cultural perception of gurus. When I say guru, some of you might be thinking he's talking about some religious teacher in Hinduism. I am not referring to that. What I am referring to is the current meaning about a person who has a bunch of experience or knowledge on a particular subject. So if you're kind of late to the game, no worries, but in January 2014, a new group of domain names became available. This was the .guru. These kind of were in addition to the other ones that we've all heard about, .com, .org, .net, etc. But Apple's kind of keen on cultural perceptions of gurus. So they snatched up some of the earliest ones, like Apple.guru, iPhone.guru, iPad.guru, and Mac.guru. But what about the rest of us? I mean, aren't we gurus? And if so, what does that mean? Well, for starters, you might be a guru and not even know it. Now, if you qualify, the ramifications are much more than a simple .guru domain name. I mean, the people who I'm referring to, they get it, and I think you're going to be one of these people who get it. You begin to understand that you have guru potential, and you begin to create your GPS, which you might have heard me say before. It's your guru positioning story. And many of these people are even now transitioning from day job to dream job. So here's kind of an official definition of a guru, at least for today's marketplace. A guru is someone who is considered to have knowledge or expertise. The new .guru domain opens the door to creative use of this idea, and it's perfect for anyone who gives advice on any topic. Now think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have knowledge or expertise on any subject? Has anyone ever in your lifetime asked you for advice on how to do something? Of course the answer is yes. And therefore, you could be a guru. A guru is simple. They are a problem solver. Nothing more and nothing less. Now, just because you're a guru doesn't mean people are going to be beating down your door ready to pay you for your product or services or knowledge. Not yet. Stepping into your guru status is harder than you think. But hang on, and I'll show you how it's also maybe even easier than you think as well. So there's five types of guru clans. I'll go through them. Number one, practicals. Write that down. Or if you're listening while you're running, don't write that down. Keep running. But just think about practicals. These are the gurus who deliver personal results. They've climbed the mountain, built the business, cracked the code. Rather than sharing theory, these gurus share about their own personal experience. Their content feels authentic, chock full of struggle and victory. I want you to think about hero's journey retold. One example of this is a guy named Arthur Borman. You might have heard me refer to him again or before. Don't even worry about it. Just look at YouTube and type in never give up. And you'll see this old guy holding this walker. And watch him. Because Arthur Borman is a prime example of a practical. And he had his own journey that he had to go through. And he went from not being able to walk to losing 110 pounds. And now he's a guru. He speaks on yoga and all kinds of other things. Inspiration, help for military, etc., etc. All right, let's jump into the next one because we only have a 10-minute podcast here. So number two, the synthesizers. These gurus deliver relevant themes. They book the interviews, explore the best practices, and synthesized the results. Rather than regurgitating traditional dogma, these gurus serve up fresh perspective based on emerging trends. Their content feels innovative, robust, and original. Think obvious epiphany. Now, a great example is Malcolm Gladwell. If you don't know about him, check out his books. Doesn't mean he's a guru on every topic that he talks about, but he looks at themes and he's able to synthesize them. Next, let's go to nonconformist, number three. These gurus deliver uncommon perspectives. They've examined opinions, etiquette, and outlook, and dared to stand in defiance. Wait till you hear this example. Rather than marching in line, these gurus chart their own course, and their content feels unconventional, raw, and passionate. You want to think, brace yourself. An example is Dave Ramsey, total nonconformist, but total guru. Number four, academics. These gurus deliver data. They've earned the degrees, written the papers, conducted the experiments. But rather than personal opinion, these gurus share from a deep reservoir of science and research. Their content feels proven, credible, and plausible. Think graduate class. An example is Oliver Sacks, and he was foundational in the background of the movie Awakenings, if you remember that movie. Number five, celebrities. These gurus deliver familiar endorsements. They've found their place in our conversations, status updates, and news stations. Rather than knowledge or expertise, though, these gurus and their sponsors rely on notoriety and name recognition. Their content feels reliable, trustworthy, and recognizable. Think recommendation from a friend. And an example of this guru is Michael Jordan. Now, obviously, we know Michael Jordan doesn't know about all the products that he endorses. Come on now. But he still comes off as a guru based upon his celebrity status. So, now let's go to you. How do you become a guru and share your solution? When people first hear about this topic of guru, many objections arise. They say, I'm not the best in the industry. I don't know everything there is to know, and I know people who are more experienced. And I say, great, that's actually your advantage. Because to be a guru, you don't have to be the best in the industry. In fact, most people couldn't afford you. Look, when I had a leaky sink, I didn't go out and hire the best plumber in the world. I couldn't afford them. I hired someone who could fix the problem. And guys and gals, you can be a guru too. Don't let the fact that you're not the best in the world psych you out and make you think that you're not a guru. Now, we could get into tons more about this topic and subject, but here's the truth. This is a 10-minute podcast on purpose. And on November 14th and 15th, I am going to show you how stepping into your guru status is an art and a science. You need to know what your GPS is, your guru positioning story. And so I'm going to work with just a very small group of people. Our tickets are really filling up. One hotel already sold out. But I'd love for you to come and learn more about your guru status. Because most of this is a mental thing that you need to overcome and you can overcome. In future episodes, we'll talk about this topic and others more in depth. If you like this podcast, definitely subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. But most of all, share it with someone who needs it. Thanks again. See you very soon.